Welcome to the Tuesday evening service. You're in a revival with Brother Roy Boatwright. This is Tuesday, May the 1st, 1984.
You know, it's so good to be in the house of the Lord for tonight. It's good to be a part of this revival, the Revival Gardens Baptist Church. It's good to just be able to
Yes, I'm sorry. Oh. We'll have one final congregation here. Let's turn to page 219 and stand and sing first, second, and fourth stanzas. Page 219.
Certainly looking forward to Brother Boatwright's monologue tonight on Simon Peter. We thank God for Brother Boatwright, and we know that God is certainly able to uphold him tonight and give him the words to say. In fact, every word he's going to say tonight almost is God's word that he has hidden away in his heart. David said, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I may not sin against God." We certainly appreciate each one of you being here tonight and to fellowship in this service. At this time, we turn the service over to Brother Boatwright.
Andrew, my brother, was a disciple of John the Baptist. One day, John saw Jesus passing by, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." Immediately, Andrew and another disciple followed Jesus. Jesus turned and said to them, What seek ye? And they said, Rabbi, where dwellest thou? He said, Come, and you shall see. And they remained with him the rest of that day. Then Andrew came running to me and said, We have found the Messiah! We have found the Messiah! And he brought me to Jesus. And when Jesus saw me, he said, Thou art Simon. From henceforth you shall be called Peter. Not many days after that, Jesus was speaking to the crowds of people on the shore while he was sitting in a boat. After he finished, he said to me, Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draw. And I said, Oh, Master, Lord, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. But at your word, we'll let down the nets. And we let down our nets and we filled two boats full of great fish, insomuch that the boats began to sink. And I fell down in the front of Jesus and I said, Depart ye from me, O Lord, for I am a wicked man. And Jesus said, Follow me, from henceforth thou shalt be fishers of men. After we watched Jesus perform many miracles in Galilee and heard marvelous teachings from him, we went to Jerusalem and we entered into the outer court of the temple in Jerusalem. And there were men buying and selling there and exchanging money. And immediately with anger, Jesus drove out the cattle and the sheep out of the outer court of the temple and overturned the money changers' tables. And immediately he said to them, Make not my father's house a house of merchandise. And they said to him, By what authority do you do this? And Jesus said, Destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it. They said, Oh, it took our forefathers 46 years to build this temple, and you will raise it in 3 days. But Jesus was speaking about his body. We did not know that at that time, but later we understood. Now, many people in Jerusalem believed on Jerusalem, on Jesus, when they saw his good works, miracles. But Jesus would not commit himself to all men, because Jesus knew what was in the heart of every man and needed no one to tell him. But there was a man of the Pharisees that came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a great teacher come from God, for no miracle could be done except God being with him. And Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, Nicodemus, you must be born again. Nicodemus said, Master, how can that be? How can a man be born of natural birth the second time? And Jesus said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. And marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. The wind blows to where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, and canst not tell whence it cometh, nor whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Holy Spirit. I shall not finish this door because of the lack of time. But after a while, we left Jerusalem and started back through to Galilee. It was necessary for us to go through Samaria. And we came to Jacob's well, to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave his son. And there at the well, a woman came. It was about the sixth hour of the day. We had gone into the city to buy meat. Jesus said to the woman, Give me to drink. And she said, How is it that thou, being a Jew, hast drink of me, who am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. Jesus said, Verily I say to thee, you shall ask of me, and I give you living water, and you need not come here to draw. And she said, Sir, the well is deep, and thou hast nothing to draw with. From whence then hast that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, that gave us this well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus said to her, Verily I say unto you, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever shall drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. For the water that I shall give him shall be in him a river springing up into everlasting life. She said, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither cometh hither to draw. And Jesus said to her, Go call your husband and come hither. I have no husband, she said. And Jesus said, Thou hast well said, you have no husband, because you've had five husbands, and the man with whom you are now living is not your husband. In this you spoke well. I shall not finish this story, because of the lack of time. So we went on up into Galilee, to a beautiful mountain that overlooked the Sea of Galilee. And when we were all set, Jesus opened his mouth and began to teach us. Blessed are the pure in heart, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, because they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets that were before you. Jesus said to us, You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. You are the light of the world, he said. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither does a man light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that it give light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not, he said, I've come to destroy the law and the prophet. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill. And I say unto you, verily I say unto you, not one jot or one tittle of this law shall pass away until all be accomplished. And whosoever breaketh the least of these commandments shall be called least in the kingdom of God. And whosoever shall do them shall be called great in the kingdom of God. And except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you can in no wise enter the kingdom of God. Oh, you've heard it said, Jesus said to us, Thou shalt not kill. And whoever kills is in the danger of the judgment. But I say to you, whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause is in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say, Rekha, is in danger of the council. And whosoever shall say, Thou fool, is in danger of hellfire. If you bring your offering to the altar, and there you remember that your brother has aught against you, leave there your altar, on the altar your offering, and go and become reconciled unto your brother, and then come and offer your offering unto the Lord. Agree with thine adversary quickly, while thou art in the way with him. Else thine adversary shall turn thee over to the judge, and the judge shall turn thee over to the officer, and the officer shall cast you into prison. And verily I say unto you, you shall not come out hence until you have paid the last farthing. Oh, there were so many teachings that Jesus gave us that day that I shall never forget, shall remember them forever and forever. But at the close of this great message, Jesus said, Not everyone that shall say unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And verily I say unto you that in that day many shall say to me, Lord, Lord, have we not cast out demons in thy name, and prophesied in thy name, and done many wonderful works in thy name? Then I shall profess to them, Depart you from me, you workers of iniquity, because I never knew you. Whosoever heareth these words, these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man that built his house upon the solid rock. The floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, because it was founded upon a rock. But whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be like a foolish man that built his house upon the sand.
The floods came, the wind blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall thereof. When Jesus finished, we walked down the mountain that day, and we were saying to one another, never has any man ever spoken like this. He speaks as not as a prophet or as a rabbi. He speaks as one having authority. A few days after that, we were walking over the hills of Galilee. Jesus stopped to speak to us, 12 disciples, and he said to us, fear not the one that has the power to kill the body, but had no power to kill the soul. But verily I say to you, fear him that has the power to cast both body and soul in hell. And not one sparrow falls to the ground without the Father. And oh, my little children, you are of much more value than many sparrows. Whosoever shall confess me before men, Jesus said, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. And whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I deny before my Father who is in heaven. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me daily. We noticed from the very beginning the Sadducees and Pharisees developed a great animosity and hatred against Jesus, and they were constantly trying to catch him. And how I do wish I had the time to take all of these events up to the present time as to how they tried to track Jesus in his teaching. But I'll skip over these to come to this one. The Sadducees and Pharisees gathered together and came to Jesus and said, Rabbi, show us a sign from heaven and we will believe you. And Jesus said, when the sky is red in the morning, you say, it's going to be a foul day. When the sky is red in the evening, you say, we're going to have a fair day. Oh, you hypocrites, you're able to design the face of the sky, but you're not able to discern the signs of the times. It is an evil and wicked generation that seeketh after a sign, and there shall be no sign given it for the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the whale's belly, even so must the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Then Jesus said to us, let us be going. And we walked away. I went down to the Sea of Galilee, got in a boat, and we sailed across the sea. And as we were going up the mountain on the other side, Jesus said to us, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And we said among ourselves, it's because we forgot our lunch. We don't have any food. And when Jesus knew that, he said, oh, you of little faith. Do you not remember the 5,000 that were fed? And how many baskets did you take up? Do you not remember the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up? I was not speaking about bread. I was speaking about the evil doctrine of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And then we knew. Soon thereafter we came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi. And Jesus said to us, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And we answered, some said, thou art John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And then Jesus said, whom say ye that I am? And I spoke right out and I said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then we began to walk down the mountain. And this is one of the most serious times in our lives, when Jesus said to us, I must go up to Jerusalem and there they will slap me in the face, and they will spit on me. They will beat me, and they will put me to death. For the third day, I will rise again. And I took Jesus off to one side, and I said, No, Lord, this can't happen to you, no. And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan, for you understand it's not the thing to be of God, but the same thing to be of man. You are an offense unto me. He reprimanded me in the presence of the other disciples. And then Jesus said, what shall profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? For what would a man give in exchange for his soul? Oh, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me daily. And then Jesus said, the Son of Man shall come again in glory, in the cloud of glory, to reward everyone according to his works. After some time, Jesus said, let's go into Jerusalem. And he steadfastly set his face to Jerusalem, although he had been warned by us disciples that they sought his life the last time he was there. But when he entered Jerusalem, great crowds of people came, for he was riding on a donkey, and they were saying, Hosanna in the highest. Great crowds of people, they were shouting. And the Pharisees came to Jesus and said, shut them up! Don't you hear what they're doing? Shut them up! And Jesus said, verily I say to you, that if they should hold their peace, the very rocks will cry out to the glory of God. Many things took place that last week in Jerusalem, and I will relate just one or two of them. For Jesus did a lot of teaching and a lot of attempts were made to trap Jesus. One man came to him and said, what is a great commandment in the law? Tempting him. And Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul. This is the first and great commandment. The second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Upon these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophets. And while they were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, what think you of Christ? Whose son is he? And they said, He's the son of David! And Jesus said, how then did David call him Lord, to say, my Lord said unto thy Lord, sit down on the right hand until I make thy enemy thy footstool. If David called him Lord, how then could he have been his son? And no man was able to answer him a word. After some days went by, Jesus said to me and to John, I want you to go and prepare a room where I can eat the Passover with you, my disciples. And I said, well, Lord, we don't know where to go. He said, you shall find a man in Jerusalem carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him and say to the good man of the house, the Lord has need of a room where he can pass over with his disciples. Everything was made ready. And we walked in that room that night, all of us, for the Passover meal. And lo and behold, we were arguing among ourselves as to who would be the greatest in the kingdom. Who will be the greatest in the kingdom? And when Jesus knew that, he said to us, the Gentiles seek to lord it over you, but you shall never be like that. If any one of you should be great, let him become servant of all. You call me Lord and Master, and so I am, Jesus said. But tonight, I will serve you. We sat there, reclining at the table. Jesus took off his robe and put on a towel around his waist and picked up a basin of water and came over to wash our feet. He washed the feet of several. Came to me and I said, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? And he said, Peter, what I'm doing now, you don't understand, but you will understand later. I said, no, Lord, you shall not wash my feet. And Jesus said, if I wash not your feet, you have no part with me. I said, oh, Lord, oh. Not just my feet, but my hands and my head. Wash me all over. And Jesus said, he that has had a bath and bathed is clean already, and need not to be washed all over. And he said, you are all clean, but one. We didn't know what he meant for that. All clean. After that, he said to us, all of you will be offended this night because of me. And we asserted ourselves, no, Lord, no, we'll not be offended. We'll follow you all the way to death. We'll not be offended. While Jesus said, one of you will betray me tonight. Betray? Betray? Is it I? Is it I? All of us asked ourselves the question, is it I? John was reclining next to Jesus, and I next to John. And I whispered and I said, John, ask me who he is. John asked him. Jesus said, he that dippeth in the dish with me. And he took some bread and put it down in the sump and handed it to Judas. And he said to Judas Iscariot, Judas, what thou doest, do quickly. And Jesus said to him, it were better for the man that shall betray me than he had never been born. Judas went out. But we didn't know what he was going out for. We thought maybe he was going to buy some meat. For food for a meal, or going to give some money to the poor because he had to pay. We did not realize at that moment the significance of it. After a little while, Jesus said, all of you will deny me, be offended in me tonight. And I said, no, Lord, I'll die for you. Jesus said, how many swords have you got? And we said, two. Jesus said, that's enough. Jesus said, Simon, Satan has desired to have you, to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And Simon, before the cock shall crow tonight, you will deny me three times. Soon after that, he took some bread and he talked about his broken body. As he instituted the new covenant with us, they told us to eat the bread representing his body. But then he took the cup with the fruit of the vine in the cup. And he said, this is my blood shed for the remission of sin. And after that, we sang a song and went out. And on the way to the Garden of Gethsemane that night, he said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas said, oh, Lord. We don't know where you're going. And how could we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Jesus said to Philip, Philip, have I so long a time been with you, and you don't know me? He that has seen me has seen the Father. For Father and I, for I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me. We went on, and he said many other things, which I do not have time now to relate to you. But when we came to the garden gate, he left eight of the disciples there. Of course, Judas was not with us. He took James and John and me further up into the garden. And he said, watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation while I go yonder and pray. And then Jesus said, my soul is in exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. And Jesus went a little farther and fell on his face and said, Oh, my Father, if it be possible, may this cup pass from me. Not my will, thy will be done. And he came back and found us asleep. And he awakened me. And he said, what, Simon, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went back and prayed the prayer again. And came back and found us asleep. And even to the third time, and the third time said, let us arise and let us be going. Mine hour has come. And we walked down to the garden gate that night. And lo and behold, there was a great mob of men with swords and spears and torches, led by Judas Iscariot. Judas Iscariot, who had been with us for nearly 3 years. And Judas walked straight up, and Jesus said to him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? And he kissed Jesus on the cheek to identify him as the one that should take him. Jesus said, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. He said, I am he. And they all fell to the ground. And again Jesus said, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. He said, I am he. I taught in your synagogues. I taught in your temple. And I'm not taught anything in secret. Why then did you not arrest me there? And why did you come out here to take me as a common criminal? It was at that time that my anger became strong, and I grabbed my sword and I struck in the head of the servant of the high priest and sliced off his right ear. Everything was quiet, real quiet, as we watched Jesus take that ear that had been cut off and put it back on the head of that man. So very quiet. And when that was over, Jesus said, Simon, Simon, put up your sword, for he that takes the sword shall perish by the sword. Simon, do you not know that I have the power to call down 12 legions of angels to fight my battles for? They led Jesus away. All of the disciples fled, with exception of John. He went along with them. He was acquainted with the high priest, and I followed along way back behind, watching to see what would take place. And when we got there early in the morning hours, at Caiaphas, at Annas' courthouse, Annas was ex-high priest, and Caiaphas was high priest, his son-in-law. They led Jesus through the gates into the courtroom of Annas before a very simple little patched-up trial. I couldn't get through the gate when I got there.